Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain with today's question. How does a speedometer in an airplane work? Airspeed is a measurement of the plane's speed relative to the air around it. Not to the ground, but to the body of air that the plane is flying through. The pitot tube is an ingenious device used by airplanes, and boats for that matter, for measuring forward speed through a medium. The device is really a differential pressure gauge and was invented by Henry Pitot in 1732. An example of an air pressure gauge is a tire pressure gauge. It measures the pressure inside the tire. A pitot tube is doing that same kind of thing, measuring the air that's flowing past the airplane. The open end of the pitot tube, usually mounted on a wing or with a little angle bracket on the fuselage, faces toward the flow of air or water. The airspeed indicator actually measures the difference between a static sensor not in the airstream and a sensor, the pitot tube, in the airstream. When the airplane is standing still, the pressure in both these places is equal and the airspeed equals zero. The rush of air in flight causes a pressure difference between the static tube and the pitot tube that's in the airstream. That pressure differential makes the pointer on the airspeed indicator move. An increase in forward speed raises the pressure at the end of the pitot tube. In turn, the air pressure pushes against a flexible diaphragm that moves a connected mechanical pointer on the face of the indicator. The indicator is calibrated to compensate for winds in the air or the speed of the opposing current in the water. In airplanes, electronics also compensate for altitude and air temperature to make the airspeed measurement accurate. It's possible to take this basic pressure difference idea and make it really complicated with digital readouts and digital sensing and all kinds of computer stuff, but it's also possible to take it in the other direction and make it incredibly simple, a little mechanical device that you might hang off a hang glider or stick outside a car or use on a boat. It could be just a little slider inside a tube. Such a device is known as a direct reading airspeed indicator. The instrument is for paragliding or ultralight aircraft or any kind of simple plane like that that needs a lightweight, inexpensive airspeed indicator. The difference between the static pressure and the pressure of the air rushing into the opening of the bottom of the tube causes a red indicator disc to rise or fall, since the upward pressure in the tube is greater than the weight of that disc. If you look at one of these, you'll notice that there's a slight taper in the design of the vertical tube. The red disc has a hole in the center of it for the slider rod to keep the disc level. The airspeed indicator fastens to a strut of the hang glider. Pitot tube devices and manometers are also used in commercial heating and air conditioning systems for duct airflow measurements. You just stick the device in the duct and you can read off the speed of the air flowing through that duct.
Be sure to check out our new video podcast, Stuff from the Future. Join HowStuffWorks staff as we explore the most promising and perplexing possibilities of tomorrow. The HowStuffWorks iPhone app has arrived. Download it today on iTunes.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.